podcast ini dibawahas oleh you guys. I need you guys. Please, doa. Doa korang adalah weapon yang paling power sekali dalam dunia ini. Bukan weapon of mass destruction, bukan nuklear, bukan atom bomb, bukan Britney Spears, tapi doa. Please, aku nak korang doa bersama-sama aku supaya our brothers and sisters in Gaza will be protected by the Almighty. Amin Rabbil Alamin. Dan ya Allah Tuhanku, kau berikan petunjuk yang sewajar-wajarnya kepada mereka yang menzalimi kaum kerabatku di Gaza. Lindungilah orang-orang yang tidak berdosa, especially anak-anak yatim yang bertimpiak, yang tidak ada mak bapa atau adik-beradik untuk melindungi mereka. Ya Allah Tuhanku, kau please help them, lindungilah mereka semua daripada dianiayai dan dizalimi. Ya Allah ya Tuhanku, ya Allah ya Tuhanku, aku pohon padamu ya Allah Tuhanku, kabulkanlah doa-doaku ini. Amin Rabbil Alamin. And now on to the show. Hello guys, I'm sure you already know by now that our fellow brothers and sisters in Gaza are battling a war that they can never win. But of course, the Almighty has greater plans for people who are no longer with us on earth. Maybe in the afterlife, they are better off than us here in on earth. Yeah, don't have to face the cruelty of the Zionists anymore. But I'm speechless lah to see a fellow human being destroying another life of another human being without even having the feeling of remorse. What kind of humans will deprive another human of water, electricity, all the basic needs, and they are the one who cause harm in the first place, bombing towns, bombing crucial part of the world, you know? And they are not good neighbors. They are not good neighbors. The Zionists are not good people, neighbors. And there's a history of how Israel was formed. There was no Israel to begin with. They were invited. They were welcomed by the Palestinians over. And it's just like me welcoming somebody, a stranger, somebody who is in need, over to my house, and that stranger kicked me out of my own house. Something like that. This is what happening in Israel. Oh. And it is so... Oh, I have lost for word. I am so angry because what if that were to happen to us here, you know? Kalau macam, for example, kalau kau dah beli rumah dengan CPF, duit CPF kau, kau dah titik pelung kau, kau save up for a house, your dream home, no? Sekali, ada stranger masuk, cakap, okay, ni rumah aku, kau pergi merambus. They have not even earned to, senang cakap, they didn't pay their dues lah to own the property. And it's your own homeland, no? It's your own tanah, tanah air, tertip peluh korang, korang bina rumah, and then korang kena halau. Lebih dah kena halau, tak apa. Huh? They take over the place and claim it is theirs. Manusia apa ni? Manusia apa ni yang boleh buat macam gini? Ini bukan manusia. Ini sifat-sifat. Aku nak cakap Firaun lagi teruk daripada Firaun lah. Ni dah macam zaman-zaman waktu manusia was created. Sifat-sifat jin lah, jin-jin. Bunuh sana, bunuh sini. Sifat-sifat macam ini ada, ada pada mereka. So satu hari ni, aku tak tahu bila, insyaAllah Allah akan jatuh murka, and kaum-kaum Israel ni semua yang menzalimi mereka di Gaza, di Palestin, akan dipertanggungjawabkan lah. Amin ya Rabbi Alamin. Semoga mereka mendapat petunjuk yang sewajar-wajarnya. Amin ya Rabbi Alamin. It really disgusts me lah. I'm beyond words. Beyond words. Just wait for that moment. When that happen, too bad lah. Too bad you will not be able to see yourself in the mirror anymore, and you will not be able to ask for forgiveness from the Almighty. That will be the day when judgment will prevail. Let's sing a song called The Final Countdown.
There's no one else to blame. We're living ground, living ground. When things ever be the same again, it's the final countdown. kama kama.
To the lagu, it's the final countdown. We just have to wait till one day bila Allah dah marah baru kau tahu. Aku just like macam bingit lah, bingit kenapa benda-benda macam gini eh, kita like rasa kita tak boleh buat macam-macam, you know, that kind of feeling when you are so angry with something but you cannot do anything, you know, like sometimes you just inside your head you imagine if I'm Iron Man, I just go straight, aku fly dekat Israel, aku mana-mana punya strategic area kan, aku just go, destroy all the areas with my Iron Man suit. Kalau aku ada lah that kind of power, atau aku macam Superman lah, tak payah ada suit lah, kalau aku jadi Superman aku terus terbang ke sana, aku destroy all Israel punya negeri kan, atau all the soldiers, I angkut diorang semua, aku taruh dekat kat bulan biar diorang tak boleh brief diorang mampus, and then maybe things will be aman lah, if I have that power lah. But there's greater power lah, the greatest power of all is doa, our doa. Yeah, betul. Kalau Allah nak jadikan apa-apa kat kaum-kaum Yahudi, kalau Allah nak lanat mereka, it can be done dengan sekelip mata je. That's the beauty of doa-doa ni semua. So kita tak payahlah macam protes, tunjuk perasaan, retaliate dengan get ourselves into trouble with the law, because you know lah, maklum sajalah tinggal dekat negara-negara yang kalau Russia invade Ukraine, kau pandai pula nak sanction. Tapi kalau macam negeri Israel buat sesuatu dekat Gaza, kenapa nobody in our country voice out? I'm very pissed off, no, with this. It's not that I'm anti government. Aku memang support aku punya government actually. Aku lagi bukan opposition punya supporter sul. But I'm disappointed with this. I don't know why you can sanction negeri Russia kan, tapi kau tak boleh buat sesuatu. Sanction lah Israel. Can we do that not? Even Israeli from coming to Singapore, boleh tak buat gitu macam I'm just so worried our society one day. Just imagine kalau macam kita pula kena, macam mana Gaza kena. Will our government have the same mindset tak? Okay, we are still pro, you know lah, whatever way of ruling a country. We will still think that's the right thing to do. Will we say that what Israel is doing right now, are we saying that Israel is doing the right thing? Hurting babies, hurting guys in the hospital, people with life support, been deprived of electricity, water. So that is the correct thing to do. Are we stepping towards the next level of humanity, or making our future leaders think that it's okay to bomb another country and deprive them of water, basic needs? And imagine this, if that were to happen to us, Kandang Kerbau Hospital, so many newborns, kita punya negeri ni dah lah tak ada population yang tinggi. Just imagine one bomb jatuh dekat Kandang Kerbau Hospital, marah tak? What will you do? Jangan cakap hospital lah, okay, maybe that's too tragic lah. Our water supply kena cut off. We are deprived of water. Kita nak pakai, harapkan air new water je. Okay, air new water kita pun kena sekat. Dah tak ada old water pun to begin with. What can we do? Are we saying that okay, they did because they want to defend their country? Then how about our rights? Just imagine if Palestine was issued was Amokyo, Pelstin. Just imagine, it is Geylang, Aljunied, is part of Singapore. How do you how do we feel? I know we cannot do much lah. So that's why I say we just, the greatest weapon of all is our faith. We pray to the Almighty. Maybe out of 10,000 prayers, one will be answered. That's enough to protect our fellow human being. If you are not Muslim, you are not a Christian, you are not Jew, you don't believe in religion, but have some humanity in you, please. They are children who had done nothing in the war. They have not even carried a weapon in their bloody life. And they got killed for nothing. Just for playing soccer. Just for crossing the road. Just for being a toddler. Shame on us lah. Shame on us for not standing up to our fellow human beings who been deprived of their basic needs. I'm not saying that we should send troops over to start a war with another country, but at least, you know, there are politicians out there who can resolve this matter peacefully. Talk. We are good at talking. We are good at resolving problem between US and North Korea. They can have that the summit over here in Singapore. Why can't we do that with Israel? Is it because Israel are not eye on eye with us, or are we not brave enough to face Israel face to face? Yeah, maybe our country is small, but what we lack in numbers, look at our economy. We are among the top of the world. So we have nothing to be ashamed of. Even if we are a tiny little dot, we are not embarrassed to hold sanction against Russia. Why are we embarrassed to have a peace talk with Israel? That's my point actually. That's my question to politicians out there. I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to cause a commotion in our public eye. I just want people to understand that we are all trying to protect the weak from being bullied. And just imagine if we are the one being bullied, will we want to be protected by our fellow neighbors, or will we want to face it head on ourselves and be independent? At times we need help too. That's why I'm saying, that's why I say we are not in a state of like Hotel California. I don't know lah, I just want to sing this song lah. Okay lah, Hotel California. We'll be right back. in the distance, I see a shimmering in life. I hope you have it and my sight will be. I have to stop for the night. That she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. You can find it there. Remember, some dance to Now every time you lie, but you can never you can never leave. But we want you to leave. You come to my house, you didn't leave, and you ask me to leave. That is what is happening in Israel. There were a bunch of homeless people. The Palestinians welcomed them with open hands, and their head grew heavy and their sight grew deep. In this case, their head grew heavy and they became stubborn, and they decided to stop for the night, and for the rest of every night they make it their own house, and they think ni kepala bapak diorang punya rumah. Eh, pora sial punya Zionis, kan aku dah marah. Okay, never mind lah folks, mari kita berdoa supaya mereka ni semua dilahnat, dimasukkan di dalam neraka Jahanam yang paling rabak sekali. Geram aku lah. Okay lah, let's end the show with a good note. Semoga Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala melindungilah saudara maraku di Gaza. Ya Allah Tengku, kau lindungilah mereka yang tidak berdosa daripada dizalimi oleh mereka-mereka yang berperangai seperti binatang. Ya Allah Tuanku, jikalau mereka ingin menjadi seperti binatang, kau jadikanlah mereka binatang. Jadikanlah kaum-kaum Yahudi ini, all the Zionists that menzalimi kaum kerabatku di Palestin, kau jatuhkanlah hukum yang seberat-berat kepada mereka. Amin. Okay. Amin. Bye. Bye guys.